And so what does Zacchaeus and Jesus have to do with us? Everything, of course. It's Scripture. It's the gospel message. When was the last time any of us here was motivated to seek Jesus? To seek Jesus without a list of what we want, of what we think we need, but just to be in the presence of Jesus and to allow Jesus to transform us. That's what it's about. Certainly there are times to be asking for things. We see it in other passages where the blind person or the leper. But in this case, this is important, to seek the presence of Jesus. And that's it. And let God transform you. Oh, by the way, Jesus is going to be here tonight. Jesus is always with us during liturgy, obviously, in various forms. But the Eucharist, the living presence of Jesus, is going to be your encounter. How do you respond to that? Are you willing to let Jesus transform you? It's not just a thing to do. It's a matter of entering into the mystery of allowing our God to transform us without any agenda on our part. And I'd like to offer a suggestion to a second encounter. Certainly the best encounter would be at the Eucharist during our liturgy. The second would be obviously adoration. Third would be being in the church with the tabernacle and just spending some time with Jesus without any agenda.